Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 15th of November 2017, and this is the 691st Moll Out Loud podcast. It's raining here, and thundering, and occasionally lightning, and I just was walking. It briefly stopped raining and I could smell the earth. It was just fantastic. It's been very, very dry here. All my lawn is completely brown now, and we haven't had rain. We haven't had a proper downpour. Even now, even though we've had a couple of really heavy bursts in the last hour or so, it's not constant enough really to make a lot of difference, but it does, it really smells lovely. And it's cooled us down too. It's been so hot these last 3 days and last night. And today it got hot, it got to about 30, and then it's just dropped. I think it's probably about 14 now, so here I am in a jumper, which I never expected this morning, and, well, I did know that it was going to change, but somehow I couldn't feel that it was real until it happened, that the heat would stop. I woke up feeling much better this morning, or at least better in my head, not quite so good in my chest, but the writing bits of me are much better today, and so I've been making the most of that, not in the huge bouts, but just slowly moving forwards, and drinking masses and masses of horehound tea, and I still have my nightclub voice, as you can hear. And I'm going to have to pause in a minute to cough. I'm afraid this is going to happen, and it doesn't want to let me in to pause. That's a bit of a problem. I think because it got wet just now, and so it doesn't recognise my fingerprint, which is not surprising. It must just feel like a smear. There, a pause. There, the only way I found that I can stop myself coughing at the moment is by drinking. So I kind of am drinking the whole time. So I've now got a refreshed cup of horehound tea in my hand in case I should be overcome again. And I'm going to make myself some ginger and black tea in a minute. Because that's what I'm really hankering after, that and some toast and honey. I said yesterday that I was preparing, I was resting for my writer's cave in the evening, but quite shortly before it was due to start, the one person who was going to come said he felt it was so hot he wouldn't be able to write, and could we make it Thursday? And I have to say, I was hot too, but I was also not feeling very well, and I don't usually feel very well when it's hot, but it was a bit of a combination. So I was very relieved that he suggested making it Thursday, and so I went to bed really early. I slept all night, and I had slept most of the day, so not surprising that I do feel a bit better today. Quite a wind is starting up now. I think I think it's going to be quite wild for the next few hours. Although the rain has stopped, but I think it's just going to alternate between things and sometimes combine them. It's quite strange. When I'm writing, I listen to a little app called Noisly, and it's a collection of different, mainly natural sounds. You can get wind and thunderstorms and rain and forest sounds and night sounds and waves. And you can get a couple of others too. I think there's a train and things like that. And I always find when I put on the, when I combine the rain and the thunderstorm and the wind, that I feel the heat less. It must just be really a sort of my imagination kicking in. And so that's a really useful thing for me to know, that I can just, I can change how I feel by just listening to something. So, gosh, now it's suddenly, it's become totally still and stopped raining. It's very, very odd. Very odd. It's as if we're all waiting for something to happen, but just don't quite know what's next. The winds have been quite strong, about 30 kilometres an hour earlier, and so this sudden end, they are forecast for later again. And there's thunder a bit. I do love it. I'm looking out at the trees in my front, neighbours next door. They're all sort of glistening with water, plane trees and gum and some unknown other deciduous trees. They're so full of foliage that the wind really makes quite a sound. And also a lovely play of colours. I am going to stop soon. I'm just going to have another sip so that I can finish the podcast. There, that's good. And I might go for a little walk if it clears up with my friend who's back. We haven't actually walked together for a couple of weeks now. And we will drive, if we go, we will drive up to the car park on Knocklofty and just do a little loop. It would be really nice to get up there again. I haven't been up there for, I think probably nearly 2 weeks. I'm trying to think why now I didn't go. I think it's just been the heat. It's been too hot to go up, and it's been it's been very uninviting. But after rain, it's always lovely up there. In the rain might not be a very good idea at the moment, although it's pretty lovely up there then too. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that that you've been able to do some creative work, or dream it, or think about it. I hope that you're able to move forward and that you feel moments of losing yourself and finding whatever it is that drives you forward. Sorry, I'm just pausing again to see whether I could speak without coughing. Oh dear, this isn't very good. This is going to be a very interrupted podcast. Oh dear, I must say, Horehound tastes as if it ought to be good for you. It's quite an odd, bitter, bitter thing. thank you for listening to me through these coughing fits. Yes, I do hope that you are not similarly laid down. And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.